Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good buddy Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti, back on the show. Arki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years. Next month will be 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. And so we're excited about that long relationship. And Arki's taught us so much about trust, the foundation of everything. Folks, just keep peeling this onion back. Whatever you do, whatever personal, business, whatever relationship you have, take that onion out and peel it back and keep peeling. And when you get right to the last little kernel, that little kernel will be trust. Everything is based on trust. It's built, as his book says, on trust. Arki Chankuti, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. You've been working on something you call the trust model, yes. Right?
Yes. Now, the trust model is a set of guidelines that leadership creates, works down through the organization, you know, out through concentric circles of their reporting. So, and then bubbles back up through the organization. The guidelines, like, we're going to close every interaction. We will get back to inquiries within 24 hours, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. Whatever it is, there's a profitability one, there'll be a growth one, there'll be several that relate to trust. They're unilateral promises that the senior people make to those reporting to them. And in order to establish a track record of trust, you know, and I'm sure your audience recognizes, trust is confidence, backed up by a track record.
By performance deposits that they make in your trust bank, right?
That's right. And the trust model really means leadership is modeling trust.
Right. Remind the audience who gets to decide whether the deposit has been made. The depositor doesn't get to make decide that. The person receiving the trust deposit is just one who decides whether the trust has been accomplished or not, right?
That's right. And we have to realize, from a leadership point of view, we're overcoming a lot of very random, different histories of trust and mistrust that people accumulate through their lives. And since we don't want to go into a big psychological analysis, we have to do it in a way that is really credible to everyone, or virtually everyone.
By using generally accepted practices of trust.
That's correct. There's no mystery to it. Yeah. It just requires consistency, good communication, and you have to allow people to express their doubts and their concerns.
Right.
And as we say in Built on Trust, honor doubt. It doesn't mean live in doubt. It means allow people to express doubts, address those to the extent that you can. To the extent that you cannot honestly address a doubt, then make sure that leadership is sharing the risk with everybody else, and very visibly sharing. These are the kinds of things that a trust model, that when leadership models trust, it would just be a transformation. It doesn't take forever. Leadership can create a culture of trust. Virtually any organization, you can do it. It's relatively quick. It requires persistence, but not a lot of extra time. And that's the thing that people don't recognize, is it's not a huge time-consuming project. It will come back many, many times to benefit everybody.
And it costs nothing.
It's free. It is absolutely free.
It's better than free because it not only doesn't cost anything, it actually creates. It produces. It sustains, yes. Doesn't it?
That's correct. That's correct. It'll give you a great competitive advantage, all things being equal. People will buy from your company because, of course, this trust model, again, you're modeling trust, will extend out to your market. That's the next thing you'll be doing.
Well, don't ever think, folks, if you don't have trust in your company, don't ever think that you can have trust in the marketplace. You can be trustworthy. You can be seen as trustworthy in the marketplace if you don't have trust within your company. It will get out. When we come back, I'm going to get Arky to connect trust with innovation. We're going to do that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Dr. Arky Chankuti. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Deep in the night, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.